about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I gotta tell you what I love. I loved that Avenger movie. And I guess after opening weekend, which had probably one of the highest grossing opening weekends, looks like Disney is going to already plan an Avengers sequel. Yay! I love the Avenger. Great movie, guys. Try to avoid the lines if you can. I wish we could avoid the high ticket prices. But remember, Disney had a huge problem with that John Carter movie. So they're doing okay. After this whole Avenger thing, I don't have stock. I need to figure out what to do. One of these days I'll get a mutual fund or something. I've been, honestly, with this recession, I'm still trying to figure out my student loans. But looks like Disney stock is doing good. Man, especially with this Avenger movie. So anyway, future date is not determined, but they're going to get everybody all together to do that. Yes, Thor and Captain America, very yummy. But my favorite Avenger is Iron Man. Honestly, if you could be an Avenger, if you could be a superhero, what would you want? I would want something that's bulletproof, okay, because it looks like the bad guys always have bullets, right? So I'd want something bulletproof. I'd also want something where if something happened and I fell into water, I could breathe, all right? So some sort of scuba, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus type of thing, okay? So I'd want some sort of it being a scuba suit. I'd also like to fly. All right, because I don't want to depend on the Hulk saving me, like what happened. But I don't want to, you know, give you too much details of the movie. But I would probably say Iron Man. However, Captain America, right, and his American ideals, very, very sexy. So anyway, Avenger 2 movie coming out. All right, lots to talk about. I guess this war on obesity is now going after kids and their bake sales. It looks like now the whole state of Massachusetts has now outlawed bake sales. Really, people, kids can't have a cupcake, can they? Looks like acupuncture and hypnosis can help stop smoking. I've always been a huge fan of acupuncture and hypnosis. I think the stuff is cool. I've never had it tried on me because I'm really kind of nervous to have the hypnosis tried on me. You know, Dr. Dahlia, do a good show for once. I couldn't understand somebody having that control over me. But, you know, I have had people that have used hypnosis and have been able to quit smoking. Look, whatever you guys could do. All right, because, I mean, a pack of cigarettes is going to be probably $2,000 eventually. So you're going to have to figure out how to get off the smokes. Teen drivers, if they're driving with other kids in the car, more likely to be the ones killed in the crash than if they drove alone and was hopefully driving appropriately with both hands on the tentative position. So we'll talk about that. We were talking about in the earlier hour a bunch of other stories that we'll review, like Curry helping to fight stage 4 colon cancer. That's kind of interesting. I guess also our airline seatbelts are not good enough for men over 170-some pounds. Apparently airlines designed things the way they currently are about 60 years ago. So they're still thinking man looks the way they were 60 years ago, and it's not happening. So we'll talk about that. But as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll-free 1-877-362-3254, toll-free 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for all the follows. It's great because, you know, we get to hear your comments and I get to give you guys any up-to-date updates. Also, Facebook fan page. Please find me on my Facebook fan page and like the Facebook fan page. Pretty easy for you to do, and this way you could also get pictures with it. My problem with Twitter is it's just words, and then you got to click the link. At least with Facebook, we could add the pictures or the photos to it. So a lot of good stuff. Now, pretty good news for some of us women. They say women who use an IUD as birth control may actually lose a little bit of weight. Then I will insert 10 of these babies. Anyway, not that much weight, but still enough for us to maybe get a little bit excited about it. Women who use IUD as birth control may not have to worry about gaining weight after the device is implanted. Apparently, they looked at medical records of 223 women aged 15 to 44 Really? 15-year-olds getting IUDs. Kind of young. We're using two different types of IUDs. They followed them up 2 years later. Half of the women using the non-hormonal IUD containing copper. Others use the low progesterone Mirena, Levo, Norgestrel. Both women, both groups of women appeared to lose about 1% of their body weight in the first and second years of having an IUD. Now, think about it, okay? If someone's 150 pounds, this is like 1.5 pounds. So imagine if I could stick 10 in. That'll be nice. That'll be really good. I got to lose weight for Talkers Magazine convention next month. I got to look good. I don't know how I'll walk with 10 IUDs. Anyway, the study was scheduled to be presented Monday at the American College of Obstetrician and Gynecologists annual meeting in San Diego. Woo! That is going to be a standing room only presentation, I will tell you that. Now, they expected to see weight gain. They did not expect to see weight loss. Come on, guys. You're only talking about 1 pound. Please. You're making a big deal about this 1 pound. I mean, okay, you tell us we'll lose 30 pounds, I'm a listening. All right, but one IUD? No. All right, so, I know, I thought it would be better than this. Sorry, guys. Sorry. But realize, birth control, women can't stand the subject of birth control. You know, when we women ask you gentlemen to get vasectomies, it's not because we're masochists. I mean, we just don't want to go on birth control. Birth control made me gain weight. Birth control, the hormones, your body does not do well many times with these external hormones. Sometimes your body just wants to do what it needs to on its own. Now, sometimes our body does need the hormones, and, you know, it needs to be regulated because we have horrible periods. But for the most part, the birth control is the biggest pain in our uterus. Or fallopian tubes, okay? All right, now, so my suggestion would be make it easier on us ladies so we don't have to deal with the IUD, so we don't have to deal with the NuvaRing, so we don't have to deal with the Depo-Provera shot, so we don't have to have endometrial ablation, so we don't have to have the fallopian tube procedure, so we don't have to take the pill and remember to take the pill and remember to take the pill at the proper time, get the vasectomy, and let's go on with our lives. Easy. Piece of cake. All right. Oh, I think I hear the music. I'm having some problems with my headphones, but I think the music's coming on. We'll come back from break in just a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a shocking study came out today saying children as young as 8 years old admit addictions to internet porn on smartphones, tablets, computers, etc. We are talking about 8-year-old kids saying, yeah, older brother showed me a picture. We're talking addiction. Are you kidding me? 8-year-olds, what are 8-year-olds supposed to be doing? 8-year-olds are supposed to be watching SpongeBob SquarePants. They used to watch Sesame Street. They aren't into Sesame Street anymore. Maybe Dora, maybe a little, 8-year-old kids. iCarly, really addicted to the porn? They say elementary school children are developing addictions to online pornography in a worrying trend. Oh, you think? Becoming a national epidemic. Several studies have discovered links between viewing online pornography and problems including social isolation, performing badly in school, and behavioral issues. 7 out of 10 teenagers have viewed pornography on the internet with boys at greater risk than girls. Now, they say the study found that 15% had lied about accessing an inappropriate website. Only 15%? You mean 85% were like, yeah, absolutely. Apparently, U.S. government is now asking that more of the internet sites have, I guess, web filters. And for adults that want to view the pornography, there's an opt-in as opposed to an opt-out. I think up until now, everything is on the internet. And what they eventually want to do is nothing's on the internet and you have to purposely opt in to get it. There's a boy here saying he became addicted to online pornography when he was 12 years old. It became a part of my daily routine. The teen would look at images on the family computer, quickly learn how to hide his problem. His life became conflicted as his addiction sat at odds with the rest of his time spent with family, at school, and being an active member of the church. This boy is Nathan Hogg, 17 years old, living in Alpine, Utah. Apparently, Brianne Salvador, 22, from Austin, Texas, became addicted at age, in high school, at age 12 or 13, that she's saying. That's middle school to me. All right, so why is this happening? I don't know. And apparently, you have to pay for this. Okay, you guys may know more about the porn sites. I have no time to look. And honestly, I really don't think they could teach me anything else, and I don't even think I want to learn anything else. I think, you know, whatever I've done in my heyday, I'm done. All right. You know, if my husband doesn't like it, he'll leave me. You know, if there is something new, I'm sure my listeners will email me and say, Dr. Dahlia, there's a reverse cowgirl, but you do this extra. Okay. Well, then fine. Just email me and let me know, but don't, you don't even have to email me. I'm sure my kids are going to tell me about it. Is that frightening? Absolutely frightening what these kids are doing. Anyway, I guess it costs money. And so these kids are actually stealing credit cards. And the racket of bills and more than $9,000 on porn sites and sex lines. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? Well, the parents are on Facebook, right? Or they're addicted to porn, too, and they're probably thinking it's their bills. Now, this is interesting. A study came out today saying this is how you could tell if you're addicted to Facebook. Facebook is always in the news. But if the parents are on Facebook, the kids are sitting there looking at porn. All right, this is how you could tell if you're addicted. We're taking a Facebook addiction test now. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. All right, they say you spend a lot of time thinking about Facebook or plan use of Facebook. Well, now that companies are hiring marketing execs to do your social media, it's going to be very hard to say they're addicted if that's their job. You feel an urge to use Facebook more and more. You use Facebook to forget about personal problems. You have tried to cut down on the use of Facebook without success. These are like very similar questions we use to people with alcohol. Did you try to cut back? Do you think about it all the time? Is it the first thing you do in the morning? You become restless or troubled if you are prohibited from using Facebook. Well, you know what? When you're cut off from your social media and that's how everybody is communicating with you, many times the news editor from Fox 5 will contact me on Facebook. And I'm going to be on Fox 5 again tonight talking about obesity and stuff. And sometimes it's easier for him, rather than calling me on my cell, to email me on Facebook. Not because I'm on Facebook all the time, but because it's loaded up on my computer. So I don't want to miss an interview. Yes, if I can't, go to my email or I can't go to my Facebook, I'm going to be upset. It's not because I'm addicted. It's just now that's a form of communication that many people in the media reach me. Okay, I know you're all going, Dr. Dahlia, you're addicted. I am not addicted to Facebook. No way. You use Facebook so much that it has a negative impact on your job or your studies. Okay, I'll give you guys this. What I think I have a problem with is when I do my medical hangman. I'll give you guys hangman questions, or I'll give you guys medical questions on Facebook. And as you guys answer, I have to answer back to fill in the squares or to draw the head or the man or whatever. And then my cat gets on Facebook, and my cat gets on Facebook and starts to insult me. I know some of you think this is all weird, but, it just happens, but it doesn't happen every day. All right. Okay. So back to kids as young as 8 admitting addictions to pornography. Well, get this. Another study was revealed today. For some reason, this is the porn day. Don't ask. Apparently, I'm trying to look at the source. I think it's Men's Health Magazine. Men's Health Magazine has listed the nation's top 100 porn, addicted people, or cities where America is, cities in America where users are addicted to porn. They aren't filming porn in these cities. This is where they drew statistics on the amount of X-rated DVDs purchased, rented, streamed, number of adult entertainment stores, porn searches on Google, and Cinemax subscribing households. And look at all that. And they found, they actually came up with a list of the 100 most pornographic desired cities. Number one on the list was Mickey Mouse's homeland, Orlando, Florida. Yes. Looks like people are probably so sick of Disney, they're like, you know what, I'm just so sick of this, there's too much Disney stuff, I'm just going to look at porn. Number one on the list was Orlando, Florida. Number two was Las Vegas, Nevada. Number three, Wilmington, Delaware. Number four, Raleigh, North Carolina. Number five, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number six, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ooh, you guys thought I was going to miss Minneapolis. Atlanta, Georgia came in number seven of the top 10 porn capitals of America list. Number eight, Tampa, Florida. Number nine, Anchorage, Alaska. Anchorage. I'm going to be going there this summer. No, I know. No, my kids are not going to go on the computer. Number 10, Austin, Texas. Okay, now, the cities where people averted their eyes, according to Daily Mail, Jackson, Mississippi. They were like, no, we aren't going to look too much. Two, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Number three, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Number four, Charleston, West Virginia. Number five, Lubbock, Texas. Number six, Laredo, Texas. Number seven, Toledo, Ohio. Number eight, Lincoln, Nebraska. Number nine, Fargo, North Dakota. Number 10, Norfolk, Virginia. So, what is going on here? All this porn. Too much porn. I guess when it's accessible, people, we were just talking about this yesterday. We were talking about this yesterday where iPhone came out with an app. So if you wanted to sext your friend, the picture will hopefully dissolve or, you know, like Mission Impossible, self-destruct within 1 to 10 seconds. Why do we have to make things easier for people to pass nudity to each other? Are we really that bored? I mean, if you really look at your average child, if you gave them a, let's say, from Toy Story, Woody. Okay, well, now I know Woody has different connotations, but let's just look at like a little cowboy toy. If you give your kid a little cowboy toy, they can name him Woody from Toy Story or anything else they want to name him. Most kids would probably not play with it. Now, with my kids, luckily they're into the clones from Star Wars, and my older one probably not. He's now more into computers. I know, I'm going to check on him after my show. Call Daddy. Make sure he's not looking at anything. But, no, he's pretty good. Just don't have a computer in the room. I mean, have the computer out there in the open. I am very for cameras being in the family room. Okay, they don't have to be in the bedrooms. But if there's no computer in the bedroom, then you don't have to worry about them looking at porn in the bedroom. Although they're looking at it on their smartphones. They're sneaking the smartphone. Well, then, no, all smartphones have to be left in the kitchen. No phones in the bedroom. You could do that. You know, my kids are going to hate me. But my little one, he loves play with clones, and it goes, boo, 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 choo, 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 choo. And he plays with the toys, and I'm looking at him going, he's actually playing with a toy that's non-computer. That's great. Go outside. Kick a ball. Go outside. Play wiffle ball or baseball. Go outside. Get the kids to go outside. Then they aren't sitting there watching porn. Well, sure, they could do a Peeping Tom type of thing, but hopefully for the most part, they don't. But just, you know, the key is where's the parents? And if the parents are addicted, I mean, look at the study saying the top smuttiest cities or whatever Men's Health Magazine, Men's Health Magazine came up with. You know, I mean, if you're addicted to the computer and you're on the computer all the time and not talking to the kid and dealing with the kid, where do you think your kid is going to go? To their computer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess kids are starting to abuse painkillers in their teens, and many have admitted to starting to use painkillers by the age of 13 or 14. Now, why this is going on, I have no idea. We have 12 to 14-year-old set of children being one of the highest groups now starting to use painkillers. Boys and girls. We're not just talking about menstrual cramps and girls getting Lortab from their doctor. Okay, what is going on? Well, it is becoming the most common drug choice. If kids can't get marijuana, if kids can't get cocaine, if kids can't get ecstasy, crack, etc., then they're going to go to their parents' cupboard. We've talked about this, okay, which is why you need to keep all your medicines locked up. We used to have a liquor cabinet. Right? When we were growing up, you couldn't get into your parents' liquor. Now alcohol's all over the house. We even use it, you know, as decor in some people's houses. This is the bar. We put the lights up. You have the Grey Goose bottle, or you have the sherry, and everything's all lit up and pretty. Stop that. Hide the alcohol, and you better hide your prescriptions. Now, another reason why these kids do it is they're probably fighting depression. You know, I was watching Legally Blonde. Yeah, I know it's an older movie. I think it's been out almost 10 years. I don't know. You know, where Drew Barrymore, not Alicia Silverstone. Why can't I think of her name? The She's been in so many movies. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe. Kyle, I need you to tell me. The Legally Blonde girl. Oh, she was also in that elephant movie. I know you guys know who I'm talking about. You know, she's depressed and her boyfriend broke up with her. And, of course, you know, her co-workers or girls said, or her co-friends were saying, look, why don't you take a Percocet? Right? Do you need a Percocet? Of course, I wasn't trying to do it the way they did where it was funny. Reese Witherspoon, that's what it is. Right. So anyway, her friend says, well, why don't you just take a Percocet rather than go to law school? And so people have found, these kids have found, that they could get a little bit of euphoria taking the narcotic. You know, many of these kids, yes, they may be doing it to get high and party with their friends. But what about the ones that are doing it on a Wednesday night when they're not leaving the house? You know, you get a little bit of euphoria when you take these narcotics. And for some people, it's just enough to get them out of their mood. I had a patient, he was a dealer in one of the casinos, and he hated his job. He couldn't stand talking to people. And he's not a people person. And he had a few more years to retirement. And he admitted this to me because he was saying that he needed painkillers for back pain or hip pain, etc. And I kept sending him back to the orthopedist. I don't like to write pain medications. I'll give you pain medications a couple times, but then let's try to deal with the joint that's hurting. You know, and if you do have debilitating chronic low back pain, then we get you to a pain specialist. You know, but coming in all the time saying my knee hurts or my hip hurts, etc., you having some sort of polyarthropathy, we're going to investigate it. We're not just going to throw pain pills at you. All right, well, finally, when, you know, he's like, look, I can't keep going back to the orthopedist. It's not an orthopedic problem. And I go, really? You know, which is another way many of us doctors also screen you. You know, if you keep saying, oh, I have headaches, well, we're not going to treat your headaches with narcotics. You're going to go to a neurologist. And then people are like, I don't want to go to the neurologist. I don't like going to the neurologist. Well, then you better be honest about why you're asking for your pain pills. Okay? And he was. He said the pain pill got him through the shift. He said, I like people more when I take the narcotic. Now, of course, he became extremely addicted because he was getting his narcotics from people other than me. And off market, so we couldn't trace it through the DEA. Because the DEA will, if somebody doctor shops or pharmacy hops, it gets dinged, and then you know they send a report to the doctor. So we got a report, and you know now he was just seeing me for the occasional medication, maybe an occasional orthopedist, but he was getting it from other people, and to the point where he was addicted to it, and he could not go to work without taking his narcotic. Now there's many people out there like that. There's many teachers that have admitted to me. I can't teach unless I take something. I can't stand these kids that get on my nerves. But you can't be taking narcotics as an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety or a mood lifter. You can't do it. But if adults are doing it, well, then you bet kids are doing it. You know, the theme of today's show, if we're going to have a theme and a point to this, and very rarely the Dr. Dahlia Show makes any points, but we're going to make a point here, is whatever is going on with adults is probably also going on with your kids. As we demonstrated with porn, if adults are addicted to porn, and we talked about the cities where they found the most addiction to porn, you can bet your butt that your kids are addicted to porn. And yes, let's say there's 8-year-olds addicted to porn. If adults are having an obesity issue, the kids are probably having an obesity issue. If adults are having depression and mood issues and narcotic addiction, then kids could be too. Don't be naive. Your kids could be going through the exact same thing just because their birth date has not reached 18 doesn't mean they aren't going through the same things you're going through. Now, I know many of you are going to say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dye, as a kid, though, I wasn't like this. I was happy. As a kid, I didn't need narcotics. I didn't need mood stabilizers. I didn't look at porn. So that's why I'm not thinking my kids would do this just because I'm an adult. Just because you as a kid didn't do it doesn't mean kids are going to do this. Now, when I was a kid, there was no obesity problem. Yet one of our children, he's having some weight issues. So and both me and my husband were skinny kids. So you have to realize that this next generation doesn't have to mimic what we were like when we were kids to have the problems. These kids are having adult problems. They're having obesity. These kids have high cholesterol. If you have high cholesterol, check your kid. I bet you he has high cholesterol too. It may not be as high as you, We have kids with high cholesterol. We have kids with insulin sensitivity. We have kids with mood disorders, depression. Some of them now are even complaining of pain and complaining of chronic pain. This is ridiculous. Just you as a parent or as a grandparent or uncle, aunt, whatever, cannot be naive. Don't think that just because your kid is 17 and a half, they're not going to have the same problems that you could have. And that's what I would do. Just, you know, and maybe they do it for attention. Maybe they're mimicking you. Maybe it's genetic. I don't know. But why in heaven's name would a kid be addicted to painkillers by age 16? What the heck is going on? It's because they're abusing them. Now, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Another study came out saying your teen drivers have double the risk of dying in a crash if their friends are in the car. Now, many of us already know this, you know, but compared to driving with no passengers, a 16 or 17-year-old driver's risk of death per mile driven increases 44% when carrying one passenger younger than 21 and no other older passengers. They say the risk is double when carrying two passengers younger than 21, quadruples when carrying three or more passengers that age. Nobody knows how to shut up, all right? Now, some states have like a graduated licensing law that places some restrictions on teen drivers. I think that's great. I also think, I know Nevada has a class where it's called Driver's Edge, I think, where they have to drive, I believe it's at the racetrack, and they have wet conditions, slippery conditions, debris, you know, so that you learn how to drive in non-ideal situations. But the one situation we can't control as parents or as medical providers or as grandparents is having your kids or grandkids shut up in the car. You know, and like I was talking about in the first hour, I mean, I was not the most quiet passenger in my friend's cars. I was screaming and singing to Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses. That's just what you did. The louder you were, you know, the more funny you were, and, you know, the more you fit in. And it's dangerous. So, personally, I think you should get your kid a one-seater, right? And if they want to drive with a friend, say no. But I see the way these teens drive, because I'm driving home. Now I feel like the fuddy-duddy. I wasn't the fuddy-duddy. I used to be the one to scream at the older people. But now I'm driving home from work, right? And I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, those kids. All right, guys, don't go away. John Travolta now is being sued by two men for sexual assault. What is going on? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from five levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess now we have two masseuses accusing John Travolta of sexual assault. Now, we talked about the first one yesterday, where it supposedly occurred at the Beverly Hills Hotel on January 16th, 2012, where apparently he had been undergoing a massage. And then after the first hour of the massage, I guess, tried to, advance himself allegedly. This is what the, masseuse claims, undergoing the name, by the name John Doe. Saying John Travolta had, had some, sexual advances, did some sort of self-satisfying, engagement, and I guess, still paid him. However, now we have a second person saying there's a second male therapist who said that he was assaulted by John Travolta at an Atlanta hotel on January 25th. This second man is, this second claim is anonymous. And, I guess the first plaintiff is John Doe. I don't know what the second plaintiff, is going to name himself. And I guess the attorneys are now trying to put out these fires. I don't know what's going on, but all I do know is any of you getting a massage, make sure you have somebody in the room with you so nobody could claim that you did anything to them. And if you are a masseuse, all right, make sure, again, you either have some sort of camera or some sort of, I know it's hard because, I mean, when you're doing house calls, how do you pay for staff to come with you? But, unfortunately, I don't know how this situation could be avoided. And, if these guys are lying, they're putting this family who's already been through enough turmoil through more turmoil, and I don't like it one bit. If they aren't lying, then, like I said, I think we have a situation where, massage therapists, if they're going to claim that for them to be believed, they better have somebody with them. All right, or some sort of proof. And it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. Now, what I am frustrated about is I have had people write me about this, say, Dr. Dahlia, do you really think John Travolta is gay? You know, here's the thing. Okay, the one thing I don't like is when somebody says a person is gay, they are assuming that they are going to make sexual advances. Okay, there are straight people that make sexual advances, and there's gay people that'll make sexual advances. But just because somebody's gay doesn't mean they're going to hit on you. Okay? And people say that all the time. It's like, well, you know, somebody hit on somebody. It's so frustrating, some of the stereotypes. Yes, we will watch movies, and in movies you will see, you know, people hit on each other, et cetera. People like to go with the stereotypes because it's entertaining. But just because, and I'm not saying John Travolta is gay by any means, okay? I don't even know if this story is true. All I do know is somebody should have had somebody in the room. All right, and I don't think anybody should go for a massage without somebody being there, or anybody should give a massage without there being somebody in the room. I just think there's too much nakedness, and too many things could be said, and too much accidental touching could happen, and somebody infer something. So to protect both sides, have somebody in the room. But I just want to correct people. Just because somebody, let's say, is gay, it doesn't mean you're going to get hit on. Just like just because somebody is straight doesn't mean you're always going to be hit on. Yes, we have been hit on. Okay, many of us have been hit on by both straight and gay people. But like I said, just, you know, not all gay people will just randomly hit on people. Okay, is that clear? All right, so next, I want to talk about these bake sales banned in Massachusetts schools. So Massachusetts public schools, as most schools, right, have been using bake sales to raise extra cash. Children learn about money. A lot of children participate in these things. Yes, they're baked goods. Many of them are home baked goods. Absolutely. All right. Many of them do have sugar. I agree. But as of August 1, unhealthy food sold during bake sales, classroom parties, in vending machines, and during non-lunch hours will be banned. The ban will apply 30 minutes before, during, and after classes in public schools. They say the changes are part of the state's new nutritional standards aimed at fighting childhood obesity. Fox News reports parents and some school officials are upset over the ban. They say it will hit their wallets, making it harder to raise money for expenses such as class trips and athletic equipment. I mean, they got a point. If the school is well-funded and you know, the grown-ups don't have to rate, I mean, Girl Scout cookies. Are Girl Scout cookies going to be banned? Are the Girl Scouts going to have to stop selling Girl Scout cookies? See, here's my problem. I don't like obesity, all right? And I'm going to be on Fox 5 News talking about that later tonight, how, yes, obesity is rising. Close to 50% of us are going to be obese by the year 2030. They knocked the number down to 42% yesterday, but I still believe in the 50% number. A third of our children are obese. We have a huge obesity problem. But let me tell you something. Bake sales have been around for multiple centuries. Okay? The obesity problem is not a simple bake sale. And what I like about bake sales, and I don't mean to go off on a political tangent here, but I mean, you know, I would rather a kid be baking with his mom and dad and then manning a table and helping mom sell them than sitting there playing video games or watching porn. Okay? Why is learning to bake baked goods and selling them such a bad thing? I think it is an absolute wonderful activity for kids to participate in. Okay, now I get it. Massachusetts said, well, you can still do a sale, but it's got to be healthy things. So you're going to sell a, I suppose you could kind of curate little, or cube little fruits. You can, but who's going to buy them? I don't think you could control obesity on that level. If you want to help curb obesity, have more exercise in the schools. Maybe not have candy vending machines. I'm fine with that. But I mean, if this is how, what about a lemonade stand? I understand lemonade has a lot of sugar. And when the kids put more sugar or even Kool-Aid, all right, they seem to sell more cups. Kids have been selling Kool-Aid and lemonade for decades. That's just what kids do. They learn to raise money. They learn about the economy. Lord knows we need somebody to know something about the economy, because it doesn't look like anybody in Washington currently knows what the heck to do. And so it's really frustrating, because I think bake sales are a great activity. I think it's something that has a lot of learning aspects and teaching points. And honestly, if a kid wants a cupcake, the kid could have a cupcake. But for dinner, they better be eating salad. They better be eating some fish. They better be helping mom and dad walk the dog. They better be cleaning up the dog poop, helping rake the leaves. You know, I want to know, if you guys are going to do a study on what type of chores kids are doing these days compared to what they were doing in the 70s and what they were doing in the 40s. And I'm going to tell you right now, I bet kids are doing 1/100th the amount of chores, if that, than they used to do. My Saturdays would probably be about 6 hours of cleaning, dusting, mopping, cleaning the toilets, vacuuming, doing the windows, the blinds, sweeping outside. Saturdays were all chores, and you worked up a sweat. And if you didn't do the chores, you didn't eat. It wasn't even for money. Now, do I ever see a child sitting there doing chores? No, I don't. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, they're busy, you know, they got play dates, and they're sleeping over at the friend's house, and they got baseball. Okay, well, that's good. I understand if you got baseball or soccer, that's good, you're doing a sport. But are kids doing any sort of chores? Are they learning any responsibilities? Are they even, you know, making their bed? I bet many of you let your kids go to school without making their bed. And you know, want to know why? I know many of you are doing that. Because I see my kids go to school without making their bed. I'm too tired in the morning to yell at them. I do the same thing. My kids don't make the bed. I couldn't leave the house if I didn't make my bed. All right. Well, it sounds like we're coming up to the end. Please stay on for another hour if you can. If not, follow me on Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.